We go back to the phone lines right now, and we've got Billy Bloom on the line with us right now. He is the author of Walter and the Wallet. Billy, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here and giving us some of your Friday afternoon here. Walter and the Wallet, pretty interesting book. Matt and I had a chance to read that in the office yesterday. A very interesting kids' book that teaches a very valuable lesson as well. What was your inspiration behind writing this book?
I have to tell you, I'm not sure where it came from. I had always wanted to write a children's book. I was a big fan of poetry writing in college, and I sat down, and it just hit me.
So it all just kind of came together at once, which is interesting because a lot of the conversations that we have with authors, it kind of centers around the process behind putting the book together, and sometimes it can take a while. Very rare that we hear, though, that sometimes it just kind of hits you. How did this whole thing come together, though, with you and your illustrator as well, Tanya Leonello? Because you guys seem to work very, very well putting this thing together. Your words certainly told a great story, but I think you would agree the illustrations really added that much more to it.
Oh, are you kidding me? They add everything to it. Tanya is my favorite person who I've never met. I wrote the book. I had a manuscript. I'm a teacher. And I'm a substitute teacher, and when I had a few extra minutes, I'd read it in class, just the manuscript, and the kids would like it. Sometimes I'd have them draw pictures. I always thought, gee, if I never get this thing published, I can one day have a whole class illustrate it, and that would be fun. But I decided it would be great to have a real illustrator, so I didn't know what to do. I was an amateur, and I put an ad on Craigslist, figuring what harm can come from it. And believe it or not, I got about 20 really nice illustrators responding to the ad. The ad contained one or two stanzas from the book, and I guess enough people were interested that they, you know, that they wrote to me. And Tanya was one of the last people to answer the ad, and as soon as I saw her sample, I was in love with it. I thought, if I could draw, if I had any talent, it would look like this, because this is exactly what I pictured Walter looking like.
Sure, I'm right there with you, Billy. Drawing is not my strong suit by any means whatsoever. But you mentioned here in Walter and the Wallet, I mean, that's a huge part of this book, because you go on to describe sort of the characters, and you can see it right there. But you mentioned you hadn't met Tanya, you didn't meet Tanya. How do you guys work between each other? How's that communication aspect work?
It's great. We work remotely. You know, we get on the phone, we email. She would send me sketches. I had almost nothing to say about them because she was so talented. You know, here and there I'd have an idea, and we just worked beautifully together. She's wonderful. She's a really talented illustrator. She had just done one book previously, and I don't know. It was just one of those things where we totally clicked.
One more for you here, Billy, too, is you read through this book, the entire thing rhymes. I'm curious, is that complicated as you're going through? It's got to be a different kind of writer's block when you get hit at a spot.
For me, it's always been fun to write rhyming poems. In fact, my first assignment for a writing class in college was a poetry assignment, and I did a poem on how I love poetry that rhymes. When I was a kid, you know, I was a big fan of The Good Doctor, Dr. Seuss,
sure.
And it had a big impression on me. I guess my parents read me Dr. Seuss books a lot, and I loved the meter and the rhyming. And so in my life, for various things, you know, courting girls or getting a job interview or winning a brand new TiVo, I would write rhyming poems. And I thought I always wanted to write a book that rhymes. So I guess was your question, was it hard for me? It's fun for me. It's like a jigsaw puzzle in my head. I love to think of the punchline first and then what is going to rhyme with it. So, I don't know. It's just something that comes very natural to me. My mother says she has something to do with it. I don't know if she's right or not.
We're talking with Billy Bloom, author of Walter and the Wallet. And, boy, Billy, you've got a pretty interesting past, too. You're mentioning that you were a substitute teacher, but you're also a referee for high school basketball and volleyball, which is also very interesting. Do you think that your interaction with the kids at that level kind of helped you at all writing this book?
I'd love to say there was a connection there, but I'd be bluffing if I did. I think I've always, I kind of failed to grow up myself. So I think in my heart, you know, I'm still a kid. And I think it's more of that. You know, people have asked me, oh, is it because you started to become a teacher? And the honest answer is no, I've always wanted to write a children's book since I was probably in my 20s.
Well, tell us more about you as well, Billy, because not only are you a high school referee as well for basketball and volleyball, but, you know, just reading up on you earlier today, you not only are you a substitute teacher, but, boy, many, many years ago, you were a pro Frisbee player. Tell us all about your history as a pro Frisbee player.
It's true. My father almost disowned me at the time, but for a couple of years after college, I was a professional Frisbee player. I went on tour with a couple of friends. We did demonstrations and shows at shopping malls and county fairs and schools and summer camps. And we did 5 or 6 halftime shows at Madison Square Garden also. So we had it pretty good. We traveled around the country. You know, we paid our bills. It wasn't a lucrative profession, but it was fun to do. And what can I tell you?
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. Not many people can say they've ever played Madison Square Garden, and you are one of the few people out there who say you've got that opportunity.
Yeah, it was a blast, I'll tell you that.
Now, Billy, about your book, I wanted to come back to that real quick. When you started writing that, for those who haven't read Walter and the Wallet, I don't want to give away anything, but it's about a young man who's having a very bad day, and then in the end, something changes, and it's not maybe what you'd expect to make him have that great day after he finds that wallet. It teaches a bit of a lesson. When you started writing this, did you know, look, I want to have something for these kids to turn to when they run into a day like this or run into a situation like this and know what to do when they move on? Because not every children's book always has to have that lesson in it.
I knew exactly when within 15 minutes of sitting down, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted it to be a lesson. I wanted it to be fun, but I wanted it to be a tough lesson to learn. And honestly, it's kind of a tough lesson for most adults, what Walter and the Wallet teaches.
That's true.
And I find it shocking when I read it to the kids how much they embrace the lesson. They really get it. They're with me through every page of the book. They're kind of on the edge of their seats. What is this kid going to do? Because without giving too much away, he's having a terrible day, and he finds a wallet, and it's stuffed with cash. And he starts to imagine all the stuff he can buy. And I like that it's a hard lesson. You know, it's a hard lesson for many of us. When we look down on the street and find something, you know, that's valuable, you know, for most of us, there's a little instant where we're going, I'd kind of like to have that. But, you know, until hopefully the right response kicks in.
No question about that. And to find out how Walter and the Wallet ends, you got to pick up a copy of this bad boy and read it for yourself. Matt and I certainly enjoyed thumbing through. It was a very, very interesting book, a very good ending, too. And as Matt mentioned already, I certainly enjoyed the message along the way they're reading through it. Billy, how can our listeners out there get a hold of this book? Where can they go to get a copy of it?
They can go to the website of my publisher, who I love. It's Ifrig Publishing, and I think I'd better spell that for you. It's E-I-F like Frank, R like Robert, I-G like George, ifrigpublishing.com. If they go to the children's book section, I believe Walter is the top book listed. If not, they may have to scroll down a little. But that's where you can get a copy. And I hope people will, because I think it's a really nice, it's a great read aloud, and it's a really nice message for kids to learn.
It certainly is, and it's a very quick read at that. It's a very, very interesting message at the very end of it as well. Billy, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Thank you very much for your time, and well, hopefully Walter and the Wallet certainly takes off. We can have you on again soon.
Thanks so much. It was great being on your show.
All righty, that is Billy Bloom, author of Walter and the Wallet, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Time for a quick timeout. Matt and I will return after this on AM 930 WEOL.